Congratulations! You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Yeah, so, we're here with Adam Hathaway from Adam Hathaway and the Haunters. Nice to meet you, Adam. Could you give us a rundown on, you know, who and what, you know, Adam Hathaway and the Haunters is?
It's just a dirty old rock and roll band from Aotearoa, and now it's something a little bit different. We've got a new album, we've got a new sound, and it's just me, it's just Adam Hathaway now.
Oh, rolling solo.
That's right.
Oh, is that quite a big change for you that you found, or?
It's just a, in some ways, because I've still got, use a lot of the same guys that I play with in the Haunters. It's just probably the most different album we've done. These new recordings we've done for the song we're putting out, this High Hill song, it's just a different approach, and everything feels a little bit fresh. It's been a big gap from the last releases we've done, so that we thought was worth the change.
Oh yeah, and relating to, you know, High Horse, you know, your new single, it does come with a B-side. Could you tell us about those two tracks and how they go together and, you know, all that?
Yeah, they were just all recorded at the same sessions, and High Horse is going to be on the next album, but the B-side, She's Gone, isn't, and that's a song that was the most country style song. I thought the stuff we were recording when we did these tracks was going to be more country, but not so much. She's Gone's the most country one, but it's kind of got a different, it's got like a drum machine and some other interesting sounds. They kind of fit together, but they also kind of don't. But, you know, A-side, B-side, I don't know how well they have to fit together.
Well, that's quite fun. Yeah, country's a weird genre, eh, with how, you know, what is considered country and what's not. And
I know, right? I was at a party recently, a denim party. Everyone was wearing denim for some reason. I was already wearing, like, triple denim before I knew the party was happening, so I think that's why I got the invite. I didn't know the people that well. I got there, they'd seen me play earlier that night at a bar, and they were like, put on some music, and I'm like, do you guys like country music? They were like, we love it! And I was like, okay, well, they were like, yeah, you got to put the music on. I was like, you sure you want country? They're like, yes. I'm like, you sure? They're like, yes. I put on some, like, good old Waylon Jennings. Maybe some Bob Wills and George Jones.
Oh, yeah, they were like the good old boys of country sort of thing.
Yeah, and they were like, we don't like this. This is like hillbilly music. Mm. And I was like, you guys said you like country. And then they put on like, I don't even know what it was, but it didn't sound like country music to me. Although it's important to know that like all pop music really, even now, is made up of like 20-30% country music. Like it is what we get, you know, pop chord changes from and a lot of the, you know, melodies and themes that we've had for so long. Like, I think even if you're not into it, it's good to understand it to some degree and pay your respects to all that kind of music, same as blues and soul. And sorry, I've had too much coffee, by the way, I think. But yeah.
No, it's all good. Yeah, they're all very fundamental genres, yeah. Yeah. So I saw that you're playing in Auckland and Christchurch soon. Any plans for Otupoti Dunedin?
You know, I want to come down. I'm keen to play everywhere. I just don't, you know, I don't know exactly what. Haven't you guys completely run out of venues?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great. We got this place called Eric's, which is for like more of the bigger artists since they've shut down. But there's a couple like indie venues like
yours. Where would I play now? Because we always played at Dog with Two Tails. I'm sorry that I'm ignorant to exactly what the scene is, right?
You would go to yours, which is literally just up the street, like two places down from Dog with Two Tails.
Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, I mean, I do want to come down whenever possible.
Nice.
Oh, we've just got one of the headphones is talking, and it's kind of distracting me because there's music coming in from there. And okay, cool. It's all sorted now. It's all sorted. And like, what's the vibe for your live shows? What can listeners expect?
Well, that's interesting because this new album, as I said, is different. And like in the past, we've been pretty rocking, and the new stuff we've been. The new stuff is just like really a lot more stripped back, and there's not a lot of electric guitar anymore, and you know, a lot of acoustic guitar, and just really focused on the vocals and the words, and Yeah, pretty a lot more low-key. I'm not exactly sure what all the shows are going to be because, you know, when you're touring and playing in lots of different venues and you've got a bit of a back catalogue, you kind of can change the approach to each show, and you kind of have to when there's different amounts of people and different types of venues. But I feel like it will be a bit of a mix, but we're going to be trying to play the new stuff for the most part.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, because that's one quite notable thing is, you know, bands that either they've been around for a while or they've put out a lot of stuff is there's often, you know, distinct differences between the different projects and you can tell. And it's working all that in together. It's very, it's an art form in itself, to be honest.
Yeah. Getting a setlist, getting a cohesive show that isn't like just too homogenous.
Mm, exactly. Exactly. Now, a question that's a bit of a strange one. If you were stuck with one band in a zombie apocalypse, who would it be and why?
Band?
Band. It can be a band, it can be an artist, it can be a group, you know, just who? Who and why?
Hmm. Maybe like Black Flag.
True.
Because like those guys, no. You know, those guys would wear your ears around their neck when the apocalypse happens.
Yeah,
that's true.
True.
I'd probably pick like a Scandinavian black metal band.
Yeah,
those guys are hardcore.
You just take a picture of your dead body.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Yeah. Oh, you need to settle a debate for us. Yeah. Is Rage Against the Machine a new metal band?
No, I don't know. I thought they were like just like rap metal.
Rap metal, that's basically what
No, they're doing. Different. They're different. They're different genres.
Is like nothing else like them, though? Is as like. Exactly. Do you think that?
Mm, it's like. It's kind of like Bob Dylan level political commentary.
Yeah.
I think they take themselves too seriously to be nu metal, you know?
Yeah.
Because that first album was just like amazing. And like, we all listened to it when we were younger, right? But. I don't know. I never really got into any of their other stuff or followed what they do. Maybe it is new metal. I don't really know. But it's a very unique sound, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Back on topic a bit more. What are some of your biggest, like who are some of your biggest influences for this project? You did mention that it was a bit more country. So is it a bit of that or is it?
Sorry, I might have misled you. It was meant to be more country. And it ended up not being so much, but the She's Gone B-side is the most country, which is possibly why it's a B-side, because it didn't fit so much. And in the past, we've always been like into like the Rolling Stones and Van Morrison and stuff. I mean, I like lots of different things. There's lots of country and lots of soul, and there's like indie music that I like as well. But this album is more like we've been like the Beatles and the Beach Boys, I guess, is probably what we've gone for. Except... I don't know, like a lot of, I mean, so many bands these days try to sound like that. I don't know.
Is that I've been lyrically focused or in terms of like orchestration?
I think the melodies and a lot of the lyrics. We had a lot of different references for the arrangement. As far as the production and the arrangement goes, our producer, Marlon Williams, they were pretty much all his ideas as far as the, as it went sonically, we just like gave him the songs that initially were quite a varied bunch of songs.
I know you just put stuff out, but is there anything else we can look forward to in the future from your end of things?
We're just going to keep on moving. We'll just keep putting things out, keep touring. I do hope to be down your way sometime.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. What would you say is like any venue is, you know, it can be included in this. It doesn't have to exist anymore. What is like your dream venue and like your dream lineup?
Dream line, like of any bill of any bands?
Yeah, you can cook up anything you want. You can be the headliners. You can be the opener. You don't even have to be on the cards for it. You know, what is like your dream setup for a gig?
I just like playing any kind of theatre, really. That's been the dream.
Hell yeah.
You know, I mean, I've played like theaters as part of, because we like couldn't do our own charity at a theater, like, but I've been involved in shows where, you know, like 1,000 capacity, just really nice theaters, and I guess that's the, like, you know, playing in beautiful old theaters like around the country or wherever is more what I'm into.
What do you have a favorite, or
one that I've played in New Zealand?
Yeah,
I don't know. The thing is, like, I kind of forget which one, because when you're on stage, it's kind of always looks the same with the lights and everything. So I don't think I do. But there's, yeah. I mean, the Civic is amazing, right? You still have Sammy's?
Sammy's?
Is that in Dunedin? I can't.
Yeah, but it shut down ages ago.
That was a good one.
That was a good one, yeah.
Do you guys have any, like, theatres like that now?
We have, like, the new Anthem Theatre and the Regent Theatre.
Oh, cool.
There's a real cool one that's, like, downstairs, and it's basically, like, a dungeon kind of set. Yeah. And sometimes people act in there, do stand-up, just an odd fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, would you love me if I was a worm?
Worm.
Yeah.
Unlock endless fun at Hellspin.
Get cool. Last question.
But I prefer a slug, I guess.
Last question.
Already asked that.
I already asked it. Are we all good?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think that's that. Thank you for coming on. It's been awesome chatting to you.
Yeah, it's been great.
It's been very interesting. You're very clearly very into what you do, and you know your stuff. It's good to see.
Thanks, yeah. I mean, seems, you know, right back at you.
Yeah.
That was a Radio 191 FM podcast. Find more at r1.co.nz.